Dom now has the rundown for us on the Equinox officers. Dom, how are you?
I'm doing well, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You enjoying the night so far?
It's been quite entertaining. It's stressful. It's stressful, but it's entertaining.
And what are your thoughts on the welfare race? As you've obviously been very intensely covering it.
Well, I think as a part of the student welfare team, the post holder they're the main point of contact for general welfare inquiries with staff and for students. They have a large role in ensuring that your time at Nottingham will be a fulfilling one. So this race is quite deeply important. From what I've got with talking to people is that LBK is definitely the front runner. You can tell that from their Facebook likes on their Facebook pages. I know it's not the best polling data you can have, but she's way in front with 243 likes, whereas Tom and Naomi respectively have 138 and 117 each. I have to say, her branding was on point. When I look at the welfare part of the campaign, I immediately think of LBK as welfare. Whereas perhaps Naomi's branding, whilst she is a strong candidate, was a bit bland. The purple didn't really stand out in the crowd.
I felt it could have been a bit more like cohesive. It was a bit It was a bit too much kind of all over the place, whereas I think simple often works, you know, and that was what LBK's was. LBK, Laura and Kelly's stuff was. It was very simple, very easy to recognise, and clearly works. Very similar to the Interfaith Week campaign.
I was going to mention this.
It was pure coincidence. So yeah, don't worry. There wasn't some kind of collision going on.
The branding of Tom though was quite a nice little idea, because you know how when people come up to you in crisis and in Ocean, it's normally quite annoying. But he had friends going around dressed as superheroes, so Spider-Man and Wolverine, and it's. I appreciated that more than the rest of them.
He's definitely very inventive with his branding this year. And although you say LBK very strong front runner, definitely she has experience. I still think the other two have a chance.
Well, they do have a chance. Naomi, I certainly like as a candidate, whereas Tom, maybe his manifesto is a little bit vague. But when he interviewed with us, he was very charismatic, very strong in his points, and he could elaborate well. So
he knew what he was saying.
You can't count them out if people are well informed in their voting. And if you vote, you are well informed.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Laura Bean Kelly did a video, whereas Tom Stanley did. And often videos.
She did do a video. Yeah. Doesn't stand out as much as Tom's, or possibly Naomi Adele using her namesake and copying an Adele song, but she did do a video.
Rumour has it, she might come a close second.
Rumour has it. the banter. LBK's Facebook feed was filled with. I mean, there were literally hundreds of posts. And yeah, I think on the day of voting itself, her having a countdown, so saying, 8 hours left, 7 hours left, would have clogged people's news feeds.
I think also, I remember it was something that the other candidates were catching on to and trying to copy.
Yeah, and I think that was a very good idea of her, because if you look down your Facebook news feed, all you're going to see is LBK, and you think, okay, I'll do it. She's got a very strong CV, I have to say.
Yeah, she's been involved with the union for a long time now. And many people see her as kind of heir apparent to Casey Leach.
Yeah, she's working
still face an upset.
She's working in the SU as the Union Council and Scrutiny Panel facilitator. I mean, she's on Nightline. She said she's clocked up 1,300 hours on the phone as well.
I've got more hours PRN, but whatever.
Just this week, you've done more hours. But, I mean, possibly, I think someone pointed out to me once, she is definitely. In possession of a CV that could be won for president, and you'd have to think why has she done that? And her boyfriend Cameron obviously is running for president. It creates a bit of.
Who did say passion. He would be? He's a better presidential candidate than his girlfriend.
Yeah,
that was interesting. But
good soundbite there.
We did put the question to Laura Bean Kelly about
she answered it very well.
And she said welfare's been her passion, and fair enough. It's often you want to focus on the things that really interest you and you really care about, and although obviously a lot of people see president as a very broad role that can encompass a lot, she knows where her specialisation is and where her focus should be, so I guess that's why she's going for something like welfare.
Well, it also a lot of the time when people are running for these positions, it looks a bit more of a bit of self-aggrandisement. So if she's running for welfare instead of president, it's because it comes across as though she actually wants to fulfil the role and do justice to it, rather than just doing it for the self-aggrandisement.
Well, yeah, thank you very much, Tom. Unless there's anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just think when I think of welfare, I think of LBK. So
yeah, Dom's money is on LBK.